Hey, this is Steve Bloom, and you are listening to the Geekcast Radio Network.
You're listening to the Geekcast Radio Network. The geek in you.
Hello and welcome to Geekcast Radio. This is episode 92, 90s Trends Part 2 here on GCR. I am one of your hosts, TFG and Mike. Joining me once again is Steve Megatron. Hello, sir.
Hello.
Tonight we're going to be talking about a few trends of the decade that was the 90s. We'll give it to you in 30 minutes or less, just like pizza. And speaking of pizza and everything else, tonight's trendy topic for the 90s is all going to be about food and candy and soda and all the junk our parents didn't want us to have. So, we've got 6 feet of gum. Absolutely. You just kept snapping off piece after piece after piece just because it was so fun to use the bubble tape dispensers. Oh, God, bubble tape.
Wow.
Yeah, I remember that one. Oh, my God.
Bubble tape, yeah.
It's the truth! Your principal can't smile, can't swim, can't rap, and
can't stand bubble tape!
Your school bus driver can't drive, wears curlers, makes funny noises, won't try bubble tape!
No way, Jose!
Bubble tape, it's 6 feet of bubble gum for you!
I remember getting that in the little roll, and then the creepy commercial.
Mm-hmm.
It was so 90s. Like, all of that stuff was so 90s. Like, it fit with, like, just that aesthetic. There was a lot of that cartoony, weird wallpaper-looking background that they used for everything.
Yep, absolutely.
And bubble tape was good, still is good. Didn't hold flavor very long, but...
No, gum, even back then, even nowadays, doesn't hold flavor very long.
If it's the cheap gum. If you get, like, the thing, like, Extra or, like, Winter Fresh or, mm-hmm. you know, something like that, it's, like, those ones hold for a while.
Mm-hmm. How about some Warheads? You remember those, don't you?
Yeah, I used to eat those on purpose. And people used to say, those are sour, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like... No, they're not. Because, like, I built up a tolerance.
Yeah.
To sour foods at one point. And they were waiting for the reaction, and I used to bet people money that I wouldn't budge with it. And they were like, put another one in. And I'm like, fine.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd do it. I'd do as many as, like, four. I mean, granted, it would burn your taste buds in the roof of your mouth. Like, it would make the roof of your mouth peel from the tartness of it, which was, you know, it was painful, but it didn't make me have the facial reaction they were hoping for. But I used to even eat those up until a couple years ago. I kind of stopped eating a lot of candy a couple years ago because I was damaging my teeth.
Yeah. No, I remember Warheads, but I'm not a sour candy person at all.
I love sour candy.
Just can't do it. On the other hand, there's Ring Pops. I remember this stuff. Oh my God.
My dad used to bring me those home. He used to buy the buckets of them at Sam's Club.
Mm-hmm.
And then I would just get them, and they were like the most awesome thing in the world at the time.
Yeah, they were. There was Ring Pops, there was Push Pops, there was a bunch of other stuff. Push Pops were really popular, so were Ring Pops. And, I mean, it's a piece of candy on your hand. You don't even have to really do anything with it. You just put it on your finger and you lick it and suck it away.
Yep.
As dirty as that sounds. Then there's Pop Rocks.
Right, I never was a fan of that.
I wasn't either. And I never understood the whole drink some soda with your Pop Rocks. It'll be like an explosion in your mouth. I'm like,
yeah, it's like, no, thank you.
Yeah, no, thank you. The website that we're getting this listing from, folks, I will put in the show notes. I forgot to mention that in the episode last week, but I will do that this week as well. How about Crispy M&M's? This website says they're not around anymore. I just saw
them.
They're
still around.
Yeah, they came back. Crispy M&M's are one of my least favorite M&M flavor types.
See, I like them. I saw them as like a Crunch Bar.
I thought they were going to be like a Crunch Bar, but it's just too much. Like, I don't like peanut M&M's. I like the peanut butter M&M's, but I don't like the peanut ones. So
I don't like peanut or peanut butter. So
yeah, this is a little strange. But yeah, Crispy M&M's were huge in the 90s. And they were okay then, but not so much. And then there's Bart Simpson and his Butterfinger BBs.
I remember that.
Yep.
Those commercials were priceless.
Now, little spike-headed one.
Uh-oh.
First lesson. Lesson number two. Now we take Butterfinger break.
Crispity, crunchity, peanut buttery Butterfinger.
Lesson number three. Nobody better lay a finger on my Butterfinger.
Open sesame.
Hey, Joe, we're down to the last Butterfinger.
Ah! The last Butterfinger!
Simpson going deep.
Get a crispity, crunchity, peanut buttery burst in every bite of Butterfinger.
Nobody better lay a finger on my Butterfinger.
Nobody better lay a finger on my Butterfinger BBs. Yep. Absolutely. I just, you know, it's one of those, you know, small thing type things. And yep. How about Doritos 3D?
I remember those. Didn't they bring those back?
Yes. At one point they did. I remember the Super Bowl commercials for these things. It's just so funny. I think I've had them once. How about Crystal Pepsi and Vanilla Coke?
I hated Vanilla Coke.
Yeah,
never tried Crystal Pepsi.
I was never a fan of Crystal Pepsi. I tried Vanilla Coke, but not so much.
I'm a purist when it comes to my pop, so like unless it's like Wild Cherry, it doesn't exist to me. It's dead to me.
Yeah. Yeah. The crazy thing is that the Diet Coke is they're changing the branding for it because they're going to target millennials with Diet Coke this year. On January 22nd, Diet Coke introduced ginger lime, feisty cherry, zesty blood orange, and twisted mango flavors in a skinny can targeting millennials.
Yeah, I like more pop with my money, thank you.
Yeah.
That's why you buy Kroger brand and then you get it for 55 cents for a 2-liter.
Mm-hmm.
And it's delicious. Instead of $2 for a 2-liter of Coke or $2 for, you know, 16-ounce mm-hmm. bottle.
And it's so funny, like, I'm only looking at the Diet Coke stuff, but out of all the slogans that they've had over the years, just for the taste of it is by far the best one in my mind. But, like, the present one is Get a Taste. That just doesn't...
It's not like those old milk does a body good.
Yeah, no. And that's what just for the taste of it was. It was kind of like milk. It does a body good. Diet Coke, just for the taste of it. Diet Coke, you know.
What a joke.
Hello. Gotham Corner Store? Yes, we seem to be down to our last Diet Coke. A gentleman is on his way to pick some up. Just look for a black car. No, this black car will be rather difficult to miss. And by the way, the gentleman is usually in quite a rush. Just for the taste of
it, Diet Coke. And then there was, you know, that Batman commercial.
Da-da-da-da.
But Vanilla Coke, like you said, I don't really care for flavoring in my pop. I just don't. I, you know, go to Wendy's and whatever, and they have the Coke-free style machines, and it's like, okay, I just want regular, good old regular Diet Coke. Would you like that with cherry, lime, vanilla? I'm like, no, just Diet Coke.
None of the above.
Yeah, exactly. Then there was Surge. There was Surge and there was Jolt in the 90s, both of them. I didn't like either one of them.
I never tried Jolt. I've never had it. Surge, on the other hand, it was all right. It was like a citrus version of Sprite.
Yeah.
And it even made a comeback a few years ago.
Yeah, it did. And then you know, we mentioned earlier with Crystal Pepsi, there was Wild Cherry Pepsi, and Pepsi now is also doing the flip multi-flavored things. Like I've seen other flavors of Pepsi, not just Crystal Pepsi or Cherry Pepsi. I've seen, like, other stuff. So, get off my lawn! And the crazy thing is, the last thing on this list under food is Kid Cuisine meals. I remember those as a kid in the 80s, and I remember seeing them as recent as 2 years ago. Because they're still out there. Did you ever have the Kid Cuisine meals?
Kid Cuisine? No. I was more of a Lunchable kid.
Yeah, no. I had Kid Cuisine meals all the time. Because it used to be a giant penguin doing the advertisements.
Yeah, it was just never something that I'd had as a kid. Not that I wouldn't have eaten, but yeah.
Yeah, I mean, they're basically like a smaller kid version of like a banquet chicken nuggets meal, you know, kind of a thing. They're not a huge thing. They're basically, it says in the name, Kid Cuisine. They're for kids. But I remember eating those as a kid and just absolutely loving them. So, any other candy trends or soda trends you can think of off the top of your head before we get the heck out of here?
I don't think so. I mean, that pretty much sums it up. I mean, it was pretty much the era of kid cereal, Pops, Capri Sun, you know, that kind of, you know, like all those drinks. Capri Sun was like especially creepy when they played it on Sci-Fi Channel. Mm-hmm. Because they would turn into like the secret world of Alex Mack. And then going through that whole thing, I mean, it was just the whole thing all the way around was just a lot of the stuff was just kind of geared towards kids. Kind of the junk food era. And that's mm-hmm. why we all are like so addicted to sugar now. Thanks, grown-ups.
Yeah. I mean, I remember stuff like Gobstoppers and Jawbreaker. I mean, some of this stuff was left over from the 80s, but it really picked back up in the 90s and things like that. Like Mama Celeste Pizza for One kind of a thing and that kind of stuff. The Dunkaroos kind of stuff. Oh, I used to love Dunkaroos. Oh, man.
I remember those.
Yeah. Those are really good. So yeah, folks, what 90s food items do you remember that we did not mention? Please sound off in the comments on the post here on the website. You can find me on Twitter. I'm at TF2 and Mike. What is your Twitter, Steve?
At SCP21.
You can also follow at Geekcast Radio for all the other show and network updates, as well as other promotional things. Join us next time for the Trends of the 90s Part 3, when we're going to talk about some 90s franchises that started, and I don't think at least one of them isn't just a trend or a fad, because it's been going on for 25 years. So, yeah. So join us next time for that. If you guys have any suggestions for other 90s trend stuff or any other decade trending stuff, I know we're just kind of covering the bare minimum here, but as I said in the beginning of this episode, in the beginning of last week's episode, we're trying to give you these in 30 minutes or less. So, you know, pizza, pizza.
Pizza, pizza.
Yeah, that's a franchise we should talk about next time. For now, I am TF2 and Mike with
SCP-21.
Thank you for listening. Until next time, unleash the junk food geek in you.
Nom nom nom.
Nom nom nom.
Too creepy.
Annoyed hates hot quality pizza. He loves to make your hot pizza ice cold. Call Domino's Pizza and avoid the noise. We keep the cold out and all this quality in. So when you want quality pizza, hot and delicious, Domino's Pizza delivers. One call does it all.
Meg, I'm going to lunch now, and I'm having pizza. So if you see the Noid running around, tell him if he ruins my pizza's freshness, I'll snap his neck.
Hey, Meg, I need to see the mayor about this $400 parking ticket.
Ryan, you can't just barge in here. You have to make an appointment.
But this is flat-out extortion.
No, it's not. Adam can charge whatever he wants for a parking ticket.
You know, Meg, that guy's been playing fast and loose with his position for years now, and I've had it. He's a corrupt bastard.
That is not true.
Yes, it is. Somebody's got to stand up and prove to this town that he's a crook. And it looks like it has to be me.
What was all the commotion?
Oh, nothing. It was just...
Perhaps it was the Noid who should have avoided me.
Joe Kramer here, composer from Mission Impossible Rogue Nation. This podcast from the Geekcast Radio Network will self-destruct in 5 seconds.